Welcome to today's edition of the AII, watching stock news, deal tracker, and advancements in artificial intelligence. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the AII podcast. For stock news today, ServiceNow, NVIDIA, and Accenture have teamed up to launch AI Lighthouse, and AWS has announced its AI-powered HealthScribe service. Then we're going to take a look at some projections for the global market for AI. Just before we get into the show, though, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, to please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on investoradias.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so ServiceNow Inc., trading on the NYSE under the ticker NOW, NVIDIA Corporation, which trades on the NASDAQ as NVDA, and Accenture, which trades on the NYSE under the ticker ACN, have joined forces to launch AI Lighthouse. This is described as a first-of-its-kind program designed to fast-track the development and adoption of enterprise generative AI capabilities. AI Lighthouse brings together ServiceNow's enterprise automation platform and engine, NVIDIA's AI supercomputing and software, and Accenture's AI transformation services to help customers to design, develop, and implement custom generative AI large language models, or LLMs, and applications to advance their businesses. Julie Sweet, the chair and CEO of Accenture, for instance, said, quote, "Generative AI holds enormous potential for enterprises. It can help them reinvent how they work, strengthen their services, differentiate themselves, and reach new levels of performance. Our expanded partnership with ServiceNow and NVIDIA will apply our combined experience, expertise, and insights to helping our clients create powerful, relevant, and responsible generative AI use cases and more quickly realize the value of this transformative technology." End quote. Next up, Amazon Web Services, or AWS, a subsidiary, of course, of Amazon, which trades on the NASDAQ as AMZN, has announced AWS HealthScribe at the AWS Summit in New York today. AWS HealthScribe is described in the press release as a service that empowers healthcare software providers to build clinical applications using speech recognition and generative AI to save clinicians time by generating clinical documentation. Bratan Saha, the Vice President of Machine Learning and Artificial Intelligence Services over at AWS, comments, quote, "Our healthcare customers and partners tell us they want to spend more time creating innovative clinical care and research solutions for their patients while spending less time building, maintaining, and operating foundational health data capabilities. That is why AWS has invested in building a portfolio of AI-powered, high-performance, and population-scale health applications so that clinicians can spend more time with the patients during the face-to-face or telehealth visits." End quote. We're going to pivot away from stock news for the day and take a look now at some research, this time published by Report Linker, which finds that the global market for artificial intelligence is projected to grow from $150.2 billion in 2023 to $1.34 trillion by 2030, registering a compound annual growth rate of 36.8% in the forecast period. The following excerpt from the report's summary outlines some of the various applications of AI that could drive the market's growth. Quote, "Businesses harness the power of artificial intelligence to streamline job processes and aggregate business data effectively. AI utilizes extensive data to recognize patterns in users' search behaviors, providing them with more pertinent information based on their specific circumstances. With the continuous advancement of AI technology and the growing usage of devices, users can anticipate an increasingly personalized and customizable experience. End quote. And that's it for today's AII. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact investorideas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. And this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss of investment. To hear more investorideas.com podcasts, please visit investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Apptech Payments Corp. Apptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences.